In this bulletin, police say an infant among three children killed in an alleged multiple homicide in Sydney. Queensland opposition leader David Crisafulli promises tougher punishment for youth crime. And in football, Uruguay defeats Brazil to proceed to Copa America semi-finals. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. Police say a 10-month-old baby is among three victims of an allegedly intentional fire that killed three children in Sydney's west. Police allege a 28-year-old father is likely responsible for the deaths of the three children and allege he attempted to thwart emergency service efforts to rescue the children from the fire. Two children, aged 2 and 4, were rescued from the property but died a short time after in hospital. The third body, believed to be that of a 10-month-old girl, was discovered dead after flames were extinguished. Four other children were also rescued from the home and were treated at the scene by paramedics. New South Wales Police Detective Superintendent Danny Doherty spoke to reporters about the investigation.
We're treating this as a domestic-related homicide, multiple homicide. The 28-year-old man is currently in police guard and hospital. He's in a induced coma at the moment, being treated for smoke inhalation and other matters that or other medical issues in relation to the fire.
Deputy Greens leader Maureen Faraki says she is not surprised that Muslim communities want to field candidates and says their voices have been ignored for too long. Speaking to ABC's Insiders, Ms. Faraki says major parties are failing to address the concerns of Muslim voters and raised concerns about major parties using migrant communities as tokens. When asked about concerns around faith influencing politics, Ms. Faraki told the ABC there is a double standard applied in a secular democracy that starts each Senate day with the Lord's Prayer. She says she is not concerned about the faith of politicians.
It is not a concern for me. People have a right to have faith in this country, and people have a right to express that faith. Mm. And it is absolutely disgraceful that Labour has been unsourced whispers on, vilifying Senator Payman for expressing her faith. I mean, that is ridiculous. We had the CDP. I was in New South Wales Parliament when the CDP was in the balance of power.
Queensland opposition leader David Crisafulli has pledged to toughen punishment for youths found guilty of crime. Speaking at the Liberal National Party state conference, the opposition leader avoided the topic of the Federal Party's nuclear energy plans and instead drew attention to his plans to deal with youth crime. Mr. Crisafulli says under his leadership, youth found guilty of crimes such as murder, manslaughter, grievous bodily harm and dangerous operation and unlawful use of motor vehicles will be sentenced as adults. Mr. Crisafulli says the Labor government has been far too soft on youth crime.
We must send a message: if you do the crime, you will be punished. There will be some who say these laws are too harsh. To them, I say just as a lack of consequences caused an increase in recidivist offending, tough consequences will drive that down.
And in soccer, Uruguay edged Brazil 4-2 in a suspenseful penalty shootout on Saturday. The winners were down to 10 men but still proceeded to the semi-finals of the Copa America, where they will face Colombia. Sergio Roche saved Brazil's first penalty in the shootout from Eder Militao, while his teammate Douglas Luiz hit the post to give Uruguay the upper hand. And that's all this evening's latest from the SBS newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.